Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message will inspire and empower you to move forward.
If you're making notes, write this down. The last words from the cross. This is part two of that message. And if you missed part one in our 9 a.m. service, and let me encourage you to download our podcast, go to download our app and you can access the podcast. And tonight I'm preaching part three. So make sure you come back for tonight at 5 p.m. But the last words from the cross. Some of the last words from the cross are found in John chapter 19, verse 26, where Jesus says, "Woman, here is your son." And he said to his disciple, "Here is your mother." Some of his last words on the cross that he offered to you and I is a relationship with others. He came to reconcile man with God. And he also came to reconcile man to man. The picture of the cross is the perfect symbol of that reconciliation. There's a vertical bar reconciling man to God, and there's a horizontal one reconciling man to man. He came to offer you and I a relationship with one another. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 68, verse 6, God places the lonely in families. He sets the prisoners free and he gives them joy. In other words, God has come so that you and I wouldn't have to live life alone. He offers to you and I unity. He offers to you and I friendship. He offers to you and I family. That he takes those who are isolated and he sets them into family. To be honest, it's the incredible picture of the church is that the church is a multicolored technicolor dream coat. Like Joseph's technicolor dream coat. The church is a plethora of different cultures and colors. Every fabric, every texture, every language, every culture coming together as one. The church is filled with people from all different walks of life who come together under this one banner of Jesus. So God offers to you and I relationship with one another. In other words, the Bible tells us when we look at one another, not to look at the other as like, you know, as like they're lower than us, but esteem others. In other words, take the time out to serve one another. Take the time out to help one another. See, God loves you and I so much, and he understands that we need other people. He loves us, and therefore he provides for us, and he gives us a family. I want to encourage you today. That right now where you are, you might again, you might be alone, you might be in lockdown, you might be isolated, but the Lord's given you a family. And I want you to reach out to those around you. I want you to reach out to those who maybe the Lord's putting on your heart, because God offers to you and I relationship with one another. Relationships with one another. See what that does for some people, especially those who are introverts, who are like, oh no, I just kind of hang by myself. Well, when we have relationships with one another, our lives are richer. When we have relationships with others, our lives are fuller. God offers to you and I relationships with others. Can I encourage you, even right now, to think about a couple of people that you could call and just right now. In fact, we've all got time. So when you make time to connect with others and have a relationship, build a relationship with others, because that's what Jesus offers to us as some of his final words on the cross. A lonely life is a poor life, but a rich life is a life with friendships, with family, with relationship. The next thing that he says on the cross, some of his last words on the cross, are found in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 46. And he says these words, my God, why have you forsaken me? In other words, he offers to you and I divine contentment. Divine contentment. See, in this passage of scripture, Jesus, he's in a moment where he feels alone and he feels lost, but he's right in the middle of God's purpose for his life. He's right in the middle of doing what God had sent him to the earth to do. And in that moment, he had this conversation. He was having this this conversation with himself. This doesn't feel right. And so this doesn't feel like the purpose of God and doesn't feel like this is what I'm supposed to do. And so he says to God, God, why have you forsaken me? In other words, what's going on in his heart is that there's a sense of divine content. There's a contention on the inside of him. Can I encourage you that right now you might be in the middle of contention, but maybe, just maybe, some of the things that are happening around the world right now, God didn't cause this pandemic, but maybe, just maybe, God will use this pandemic. Maybe, just maybe, God could use it, and out of this could come something good. Maybe the fact that for many of us, we may have lost some things, but perhaps, just maybe, we may have found some more important things. Maybe we've lost, you know, maybe lost contact with others. Maybe for some of us, again, we've lost jobs and money, but maybe we've found deeper relationships with our family. Maybe we've found a deeper relationship with God. Maybe now that all of the noise and all of the distraction has been stripped away, maybe, just maybe, now we can find our divine content in God. It may not feel good, it may not feel right, but maybe, just maybe, it's exactly where God wants us to be. And so, my friends, Jesus offers to you and I, in the middle, from the cross, some of his last words, in the middle of our discontent, he offers to you and I a divine content. Ask not why this is happening to me. Ask instead, Lord, what are you trying to teach me through this? Ask not, you know, let's avoid saying things like, oh, you know, I don't want to be here, and I don't want to be locked in, I don't want to be, you know, forced into this situation. Instead ask, well, how can I use this situation for good? Instead ask, how can I take this? And what can I make of this? Hey, it's not about always having the best things happen to you, but it's always about making the best things of everything that happens to you. He offers to you and I divine content. And the next words that he offers to you and I from the cross are found in John chapter 19, verse 28. And he says these words, I thirst. He says, I am thirsty. In fact, it goes on in that passage of scripture in verse 28. Later, knowing that everything had now been fulfilled, so that scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, I am thirsty. The third thing that he offers to you and I from the cross is a fulfilled life. He offers to you and I a life that is fulfilled. See, whatever you are hungry for determines your destiny. Whatever you have an appetite for determines your life. Jesus said, I thirst. And the reason he said, I thirst, was because he understood that his thirst would bring about fulfillment in his life. His thirst was a result of finishing the work that God had sent him here to do. And then as a result of that thirst, he was able to fulfill the promise and the purpose of God in his life. My friends, whatever you thirst for, you will be filled with. The Bible says that blessed are they that thirst and hunger for righteousness, for they shall be filled with righteousness. A thirsty life, thirsting after God, equals a fulfilled life. Can I encourage you today that a fulfilled life is a life of significance? And significance is not the same as success. Success is not the same as significance. Significance is a fulfilled life. Don't mistake money for success. Don't mistake notoriety for success. Don't mistake achievement for success. Because if these things were the measure of success, then Mother Teresa, by all definition, would have been a failure. She never would have been successful. However, she did achieve significance. Nelson Mandela did not achieve that level of success, but he achieved significance and he changed the world. Jesus Christ, our Savior, may not have measured up to the world's version of success, but Jesus Christ, our Savior, the most significant, important person on the planet. His significance impacted the world. His significance changed our lives. And his significance brought fulfillment, offers to you and I fulfillment for every person on planet Earth. And today, my friend, maybe you're watching today, and maybe you couldn't say that you have a sense of fulfillment. Maybe as you're watching, maybe you pursued other things like many of us have, so many of us have. But at the end of the pursuit, you come up empty. Then my friend, today, it'd be my greatest honor to pray with you and introduce you to a God of fulfillment. And that when you get to know this God, Jesus, the Savior.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information, please visit our website, forwardchurch.com.